brother. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
We're into hour number three. We're going to get a different perspective from Webster Griffin Tarpley. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Dr. Steve Pachanik's our guest for the next 20. I promise to have your calls, and I want to hear from you, and I appreciate you holding. Before Dr. Pachanik leaves us, we'll also get into his view on the rotten state of the political ruling class in this country. His websites, of course, stevepachanik.com. Our sites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. If you don't know who Dr. Steve Pachanik is, he's a best-selling author in his own right many times and also co-authored many books with Tom Clancy. He's also worked on IMDb. You can look at his film, filmography of all the major TV shows and films he's been involved in that have been turned into films via his books. And he, of course, I need to get him on sometime just about his years at the State Department and doing intelligence and assassinations and things like that, because it's very informative and interesting, not just giving his view on what's happening currently. Right now, Tommy, Dean, Brenda, Tanner, Aaron, we'll at least get to you five on whatever subject you want to raise, because I know Dr. Pachanik can cover it, but I would imagine it's about the shooting. Tommy, from Norway. I didn't realize you were from Norway and been holding for over an hour. Sorry, Tommy, I wasn't looking at where you called from. I would have gone to you earlier. Tommy, thanks for holding.
Oh, well, that's fine, Alex. It's my first time calling in ever. I've been listening to your radio show for some time now, and, well, I'm kind of nervous, but I have a couple of questions, actually. I started just off with one. DLD in Norway, the Data Storage Directory, directly translated, is a law which the Labour Party actually last minute switched on and actually got forced through, I think, where they are going to store all the data on every individual citizen that they do online for 6 months prior to deleting it, and that's going to be the law here in Norway.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go after your guns, everything, and you see the buildup to what Al-Qaeda is going to get you. You know, I don't want to disagree with Dr. Pachanik, but and I understand his view on this. He doesn't think British intelligence is competent enough, but you know, Western intelligence created Al-Qaeda and a narrative that got Muslims to pick up on it, even though they weren't part of the controlled arm. I mean, is it not unwise, Dr. Pachanik, to underestimate the intelligence agencies? I mean, I know you worked in and around them, so I'm not poo-pooing what you've said. I just see too many signs of chicanery. I mean, they may have found and profiled somebody who was intelligent and would do what he was nudged to do, but you yourself said he couldn't have acted alone.
Yeah, but when we talk about the intelligence agencies, oh, with all due respect, my condolences, Tom. I have great respect for Norway, and I've enjoyed my visits there. You would assume, I want the public to understand, the intelligence agencies are really multiple and very diversified. In the United States, we have over 16 different intelligence agencies.
And there's factions within each one.
I'm sorry?
And there's factions within each, yeah.
And there are factions within them. You're not talking about one individual that has this incredible super brain that thinks out everything. There are intelligence agencies that deal with espionage, intelligence agencies that deal with satellites. I mean, I don't have to go into specificity. Then you have the National Intelligence Estimate Board. All of these, particularly in our country, have diversified opinions. And believe me, the last thing in the world you want to do is to sit there and claim that there's this monolithic entity that has a monolithic idea about what it is we should or should not do. It all gets filtered usually in a briefing to the President of the United States, and even he is not often aware. Eisenhower, our brilliant president and general, often said, you need a certain kind of genius to run our intelligence service. And what he meant by that is no one, not even he, as a great president as he was during wartime, really understood how the CIA worked on their own. They're highly individualistic. Nor did he have a full understanding, appreciation of all the intelligence.
All right, stay there, Doc. Although, got a break. Tommy, do you want to add anything else when we come back from Norway?
Yeah, actually,
Stay there. We're going to come back to Tommy from Norway, Dr. Steve Pachanik. All your calls are...
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Three, Dr. Webster Tarpley joining us to give us his perspective on the kickoff of the new branding of terror. And regardless of whether it's real or staged, they're certainly going to use it to take our basic liberties and freedoms. They're calling for massive gun control after a guy went in and shot and killed five people in the DFW area of North Texas yesterday. And the issue is, no matter how much gun control you bring in, just like Mexico, total gun ban there for the citizens, people are still going to get guns, and that only makes disarmed people victims. But Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. Tommy in Norway had more comments, and then we'll get Dr. Pachinik's take on it. Tommy, calling from Norway, what was your other point?
My other point was that most of the youth parties in Norway was against VLD, and the one that was leading that resistance was actually the Labour Youth Party, which then was the people that were mostly on this island that was shot.
Dr. Pachinik, your statement on that?
Most of the... Tom, would you repeat that again? What was that?
Yeah, most of the youth parties in Norway was against the DLD, the the data storage directive to monitor all the internet traffic of every citizen. And the youth party that was actually leading this was the Labour Party, Youth Party, as I understand it, going against the grown-up party in a sense.
Well, I think it's an excellent point, but I think what I see in this man's ideology is way beyond the particular ideology of restriction of data. It really leads into the notion of why he should be the leader of really what would be a new type of people who would be forward. Especially what I said to you before, you know, the notion of the individual being superior to any ideology or state. And, you know, it echoes in the Ibsen play, The Master Builder, and Knut Hamsun. If you see it in many of the cultural elements in your own history, you see that notion, not of the superiority of the individual, but the superiority of the strength of the individual and the willpower of that individual. I don't think he was as much concerned about what that ideology stood for as much as it was an ideology that he could counteract and impose his own will on it. That's why he liked Kant and why he reinforced. He's very clear about his philosophers, many of whom reify and deify the notion of the strength of the willpower and the will to die. And actually, he very closely mirrors the theories of Trotsky and of Stalin and of Hitler. Interestingly enough, as a side point, Stalin and Trotsky, when they were revolutionaries, and Lenin, were brought into British intelligence in the early 1900s. And, you know, contrary to what the Brits have said, they were there and they were had a discussion with them. So I don't know what influence Britain had on it, but with all my respect, Tommy, I think this has more to do with the confluence of the history and cultural elements of Norway as it's personified in an individual rather than a specific ideology as to whether he was left-wing or not left-wing. He just wanted to reimpose the notion of multiculturalism didn't work. The white man is suppressed and displaced, and basically the white man has to reaffirm his position in the world by force, and that being politically correct, being peaceful, and at the UN is no longer successful. But the
all right. Well, expanding, Dr. Presenting, holding on for just a moment, expanding, Norway killing prompts crackdown on Brits opposed to immigration. That's Infowars.com. Here's another Infowars.com headline, Steve Watson. Norway killer warns of two more cells preparing attacks. So we're going to see what comes out of this, but at the end of the day, this violence is only going to be used to take more of the general public's liberties. Tommy, thank you for the call from Norway. Please call again. Dean in New York, you're on the air. Any questions or comments?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. Seems that the investigative journalist side of you is really trying to, you know, fit this single data point into the overall trend of demonizing the white terrorist. But, again, to Mr. Pachenik's point, which is that this person, if I took time, I read his manifesto, not all of it, of course, but I did spend a lot of time reading it, and he is calculated, methodical. He knew exactly what he was doing. Whether he received any support from outside is almost regardless.
Well, he says he had the support, and my issue is, look at this giant police state we've built, but doesn't keep us safe from terrorists. The answer is more guns to protect ourselves. Keep your hands off my liberties. Dr. Pachenik, comments on what the caller...
Alex, Dean is correct. This gentleman hit it right on the head. He is so calculating. He is so purposeful. He is so knowledgeable. Isn't that correct? I mean, this man has been able to assimilate what I studied in propaganda theory, every issue on propaganda, unlike any other person, without getting sloppy about it. And furthermore, he is very clear as to his intention, his cold-bloodedness, and the fact that force will be supreme. It's an old revolutionary concept, but I agree with your listener. He's right on the mark. Absolutely. There's evidence here. Do you agree that this man is insane or crazy?
Dean?
Insane or crazy. He spent 9 years and approximately €310,000 in a calculated effort to pull this off. He knew exactly what he's doing. He even says in his manifesto that cruelty is important. It's an element of the attack of the individual to show the cultural Marxist, more or less, of who he's fighting against. He's attacking his own people in order to wake them up, okay? And again, it's a logical fallacy.
Dean, it sounds like you support him or you like it.
No, I do not support him, absolutely. It's abhorrent. It's like Pachenik said, he is the most dangerous type of terrorist. He operates on his own, he's cold calculated, and if he was enabled to create a virtual terrorist network, that would make this phony Unabomber, you know, all these phony guys like the FBI, they take these idiots, right, and they put bombs in their pants and they put them on planes.
Yeah, no, drugged out idiots that can't even tie their shoelaces. No, I hear you, Dean. Thank you so much.
Let's really hit it on the head, and I think your audience is getting it very much. Dean, you're right on the mark. This is far more dangerous than anything I've ever seen, and believe me, I have worked many, many hundreds of terrorist groups and interrogated a lot of terrorists. This man is an individual I would like to question and interrogate and spend time with, because I don't think our intelligence community at this point, quite frankly, is really that capable, or is neither is the Norwegian or the British intelligence, to really understand what he's about. I think Dean had a much better understanding than what's been coming out. Thank you, Dean. I agree with you, not because it happens, but you understand it. I think your audience really gets it. This man is far more dangerous than anything we've ever seen before.
Yeah, well, people better keep their hands off my guns and my liberty and my freedom. And you know, bottom line, they're coming after folks that are against the New World Order right now using this guy, and it stinks to high heaven. And again, I saw the crescendo building up to imminent Whitey attacks on Thursday. And I'm telling you, I see scripting written all over this. Now, they may have known about him, let him do it, protected him. The other cells may be, you know, double agents. We don't know. But this has got a lot of earmarks that make me very suspicious. But it's good to have a debate and look into it. And I do see the points that Dr. Pachenik is making. Brenda in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, how are you, Alex? I wanted to ask Dr. Pachenik just what you were bringing up just now, your point about gun grabbing. I live in gun grabbing Illinois, where you can't believe how hard it is. But anyway, I was wondering if he had seen the latest propaganda piece from DHS on Thursday, which you were going over, and if he, you know, sees any of the ties to this coming back to the States anywhere, maybe not necessarily with this man.
Yeah, the DHS rolling out white al-Qaeda videos and showing the minorities reporting on the white devils. This was released about a week before these new events, and I've gotten the internal training manuals where they're telling every police department, the veterans will IED you, the veterans are the terrorists, we've got to prepare mass arrest of the evil pro-America people. I mean, that's my point. This is going on behind the scenes. You say government's incompetent. They've either competently predicted the real threat or they're staging it. Which is it?
I think Brenda's hit something that's very important. This man will resonate with a lot of disaffected veterans who will come back. There is a real issue now that unfortunately the veterans are not being treated at the VA. They have no jobs. They've been displaced from their homes. We've talked about this repeatedly. Our government is not addressing this issue. Instead of worrying about their being targeted as terrorists, the real issue is going to be we have veterans with PTSD, organic brain damage, and we're doing nothing about it. The VA and, unfortunately, General Shinseki has not been competent. I'm unfortunate because I was an admirer of his, but he is not good at running the VA. I have heard too much from other doctors that their veterans were being shortchanged, particularly on these issues.
Okay, but what do you make of them? Go ahead.
Repercussions here, but not a systematic repercussion, but it will resonate with groups of white people and others that feel disaffected, that feel unappreciated, and have no jobs. And the reality is, by the way, there are no jobs, and we are disaffected, and the system isn't working. So there is a basis of reality for which he taps in. He, this terrorist, taps into the reality of what's happening in Europe and the United States, because brilliant propaganda is not destroyed. distorted propaganda. And that's, unfortunately, Alex, where you and I differ. American propaganda with a stand down and a false flag is distorted propaganda in a way it's very amateurish. His is brilliant in that it taps into the very emotional core of the disaffection that
all of us... You're saying you've got to tell the truth and connect that to your terrorism if you're going to do it. All right, Brenda, we'll try to cram in a few more for Dr. Pachinik. We'll have to have him back soon on politics.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
By the way, they're talking about setting up some type of super Congress, which is martial law, the leaders of both parties, and just say, we'll make the decision. The rest of Congress doesn't vote on this. Obama's talking about using the 14th Amendment against the Congress. And if you go to the Drudge Report, we'll put it up on screen right now. We're going to get this up at Infowars.com. Doing things my own way is very tempting. And that's a quote out of a CNN article of the president talking about just doing whatever he wants. And that's the great danger once society starts unraveling because of corruption is to then just give more and more power to the very corrupt institutions. To sum it up, the controllers are accelerating our path, our collision course with collapse. They're not changing course, they're accelerating. Let's jam in a few final calls here for Dr. Steve Pachinik, who I am going to get back up the next week or so specifically on his views on what I just mentioned, that the Democrats, the Republicans, at the leadership level, they're all a bunch of corrupt scum, and we are in deep trouble. Tanner in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to go over something that I personally refer to as cyber terrorism, or what I believe to be cyber terrorism. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on air.
Okay. Well, there was a report that came on Bloomberg in December on the $3.3 trillion in backdoor bailouts. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, now it's up to $16 trillion.
Okay, yeah. Well, that was set private by somebody. And I'm not saying I know who it was, but I took a video of it. It's up on my YouTube channel, Let's Talk Politics with an X. There's no...
Hold on. Set private by who? On Bloomberg?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes it was. I didn't upload a version that was legible until the 16th.
Okay, Tanner. Yeah. Tanner, is there a specific point here? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, there is. Okay? On the 16th. On the 17th, the view counts were really low. So I went in and I started spamming the second most viewed video. I said, the reason the view counts are so low is because this video, they don't want it going viral. They don't want you to see that they're censoring backdoor bailouts because that's pretty bad, you know? Okay, within an hour and 15 minutes, it went from 60,000 views to 125,000 views so fast that they didn't even catch up the first most viewed. And I proved that it was because of what I did, because somebody left a comment on my video.
I got to let you go at that point. There's all sorts of stuff going on with YouTube, and it's well known that there have been a lot of backdoor bailouts now, $16 trillion to foreign banks and domestic companies like MSNBC, and it's a very serious problem, again, of corruption that Dr. Pachinik brings up. And, you know, the fact that they don't care now that you know that the federal government's funding a lot of national media and that no one gets in trouble for it or nobody gets in trouble for all the other corruption, it just shows how systemic all this is. Dr. Pachinik?
No, it's absolutely true. I mean, the issue that you and I brought out in June about the corruption, that we predict the corruption of the British government with Murdoch, and Murdoch has been absolutely abysmal. I've tracked him since I was a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under Bush Sr. in 1991, and I already had questions about his involvement and his corruptions in Asia, and then he moved to the United States and got an American citizenship pretty quickly and started up buying papers. There's no question in my mind that if anything, if there's any bravery among our congressmen or senators, they should have an investigation and the FBI should open up an investigation. There's no question in my mind you will find the same kind of corruption, the same kind of collusion you saw in Britain here in the United States, and particularly his assistant, Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, when she was running for the Senate. She had depended very heavily on him for advice and money. So I think you have all kinds of corruption going on, both in the Democratic Republican Party. From my point of view, it's no longer legitimate government. I think we're so dysfunctional, the president dysfunctional, the whole system's dysfunctional. We need a third option. And that's where you, Alice, comes in, where we have to discuss about a third option. And your formidable audience understands what the problem's in. It doesn't have to get into social conservatism. It has to get into a party which has to deal with pragmatism. And how do we get the United States to maintain its republic, while in the meantime we're an imperial power all over the world and our military is displayed all over the world, but we have no jobs, we have no strategy, no tactics, and no leadership on both sides. You have men who are basically panderers, you have people who are sociopaths, you have women who are screaming about absolutely nothing, and everybody is just talking about nonsense, and we have to get back and get rid of all this corruption and basically basically restart the government on a pragmatic point of view, building jobs, which we can do very easily, bringing back our foreign companies from overseas, particularly China and India. And if they don't want to come back, then we'll tax them and let them go.
Dr. Pachinik, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again very soon. Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley is coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Okay, Breivik's manifesto has been gone over, and I've scanned over it as well. It has the word Jews 324 times in it, in a positive light. So some folks are saying neo-Nazi. I don't really agree with that perspective because it's not there. In fact, here's the Jerusalem Post. Let me just read this to you. Norway attack suspect had anti-Muslim, pro-Israel views in the 1,500-page manifesto credited to Breivik, accused of killing spree, lays out a worldview including extreme screed of Islamophobia and far-right Zionism. Anders Breivik, the Norwegian who killed nearly 100 people in a combined terror attack Friday that included car bombings in Oslo and a shooting rampage at an island summer camp, held fiercely anti-Islamic and pro-Israel views, according to a 1,500-page manifesto he uploaded before his killing spree Friday. Continuing, in the 1,500-page tome, which mentions Israel 359 times and Jews 324 times, Breivik lays out his world view, which includes an extremely bizarre and rambling screed of Islamophobic far-right Zionism. Well, yeah, when you hear the term cultural Marxism, I mean, that's right out of the neocons, and venomous attacks on Marxism and multiculturalism. In one passage, he lashes out at Western media, which he accuses of unfairly focusing on the wrongdoing of Jews. Western journalists again and again systematically ignore serious Muslim attacks and rather focus on the Jews, he wrote. Breivik also took a jab at left-wing Jews. Jews that support multiculturalism today are much of a threat to Israel and Zionism as they are to us, he continued. So let us fight together with Israel, with our Zionist brothers, against all anti-Zionists, against all cultural Marxists and multiculturalists. You know, I remember covering Friday and then Sunday, Jaron pointed it out, that this was the anniversary, or no, it was Aaron, that it was, it doesn't matter, the point is, that it was the anniversary of the bombing of the King David Hotel by Zionists, left-wing Zionists, or I think it was Rahm Emanuel's dad, wasn't it? Yeah. Of the King David Hotel. And that's why Savage, who's Jewish, came out and said, Michael Savage, and said, look, let me tell you, this guy's the son of Irgun. Look for him to stage attacks and blame it on the right wing. And now you've got this guy claiming he's working with friends, and this is very sophisticatedly done. The Israelis put out sophisticated stuff, folks. You know, Pachenik's telling us how unbelievably inept intelligence agencies are, and I respect him on the bin Laden thing being fake and 9/11, and have really found him, you know, historically, he knows what he's talking about. He's a smart guy. I've done a lot of research as well, and I'm not trying to get in a fight with Pachenik. It's just that, and we've got Tarpley in the wings, right? Good. And we may have to go into overdrive today. Obviously, we're going to go into overdrive. The problem is I'm never going to get this TV show launched. But, hey, I'm pulling the trigger. September 1st or thereabouts, I'm launching the nightly TV show, and that's the end of it. Okay, that's the end of it. I did 4 hours for years. I did 3 hours for 14 years. I did 4 hours for 2.5 years or so, and now I've been back to 3 because I've got to focus on this TV show. It'll be just as power-packed as the radio show, but condensed down to 30 minutes. I guess I've just got to really say goodbye to my family. That's the answer to all my problems. I love being with my family. It's the best part of my day, best part of my life, but I cannot complete this mission if I continue to go home at 6, 7 o'clock at night. But I've already seen my first two children grow up and barely spent time with them, and I've actually know the 3-year-old a lot better than the others. It's like, wow, she's been little a long time. The others, I don't remember them being little, and it's because I'm never home. The last year or so, I've been home more. I don't know, listeners, do I stop doing more? Do I walk away from all this? I mean, maybe you should carry out the fight. Every minute here is torture. I am sick of it. I'm sick of having to study it. I'm sick of having to be in the arena. But if we don't do this, we have no future. All right, I'm going to Webster Tarpley here in just a moment. And obviously, we'll have to go into overdrive at least 30 minutes so we can take calls. And again, stations won't carry that. It's on the satellite if stations want it. But it'll be Internet and PrisonPlanet.tv, Internet free streams and PrisonPlanet.tv for that. And I get a headache doing that interview with Pachenik because I like him. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a smart guy. I know he's a smart guy. But I'm sorry. I saw the preconditioning up to this. And this is the introduction of Al-Qaeda, then the introduction of white Al-Qaeda, the white terrorist. And I called it. And I believe it's a staged event. Now, this may be a patsy who believes he's this knight. I saw his video as kind of childlike and that this guy's in fantasy land and a high-level functioning delusional psychopath with delusions of grandeur. And, hey, he could become the next Hitler. Maybe Pachenik's right. I mean, I see the beer hall putsch and all that. I get it. But I don't know. We're going to be talking to Tarpley, a doctor of history, and another person I think is very well informed to get a different angle and perspective and then your calls. I want to tell you about last Friday, because we're supposed to announce these every Friday, and then I end up forgetting Friday after Friday to do it, of the eFoos Direct winner in July. Every week they give away $1,700 worth of super high-quality, recently made, non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean, quality food. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to sign up. It's free, and each week you'll get a big winner. They've also got a big deal right now where you get giant discounts. The when you buy a certain amount, then you get some free. Just check it all out at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or link through on their banners at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Kirk A. from Raleigh, North Carolina is last week's winner. And then we'll have this week's winner hopefully on Friday if I remember to plug it. efoodsdirect.com or 800-409-5633. Also, I want to tell you about Mike Adams. He's got a new 8-hour documentary, and there's all these audio files as well, and he does these live events online, these web seminars, these webars. Mike Adams has put together an incredible multimedia course on food safety and security and teaches you the skills to stay alive and well-fed during any crisis. You'll learn things like how to build your own emergency water filter, how to create your own emergency food go bag, how to store and purify water using iodine, created by Mike Adams, the health ranger and show expert in food security and frequent guest with us. The entire course is available for instant access with downloadable MP3 files and more at naturalnews.com/Alex, naturalnews.com/Alex. Check it out today. And finally, speaking of water, purewaterfreedom.com, I want to tell you about this great Made in America company. They got portable water bottles under the sink, on top of the counter, whole house filters, all made in the USA. You want to completely remove fluoride and other toxins, they've got it. You want on-the-go systems that reduce it all, and they have those as well. Purewaterfreedom.com. Take control of your water supply today. And again, all of their systems are made in the USA. And that's hard to do nowadays. It's hard to find stuff made in the USA. Purewaterfreedom.com. Take control of your water supply. Purewaterfreedom.com. And we also couldn't do this show without the support of our sponsors. Okay, if you just joined us, the Jerusalem Post says he was a rabid right-wing Zionist. And he used the terms that right-wing neocons and Zionists use on radio in the U.S. It's just a fact. I don't know if he wrote this manifesto. The Easter Bunny could have done it. It's admitted that his Facebook was manipulated. It was in the Google Wayback Machine saved. And we were able to track that. Other big news reports are confirming that someone went in and changed it from Knights Templar Illuminati member, Mason, to Christian conservative. This is a rebranding, clearly, regardless of whether it's real or not, from the Muslim threat, we're taking your rights away because of it, to everybody's a terrorist. And I told you this was coming last week. We had drills the days before, blowing up things less than a kilometer away. We have the police showing up, knowing the gunman's name, and saying, hands up. They show up 90 minutes later, and then they don't take him out. They just say, hey, lay your gun down, Breivik, and Anders Breivik. And he comes out and does that. He's going to serve 21 years maximum, and he's going to be this big Hitlerian hero when he gets out, I guess. And I compare it to that because Hitler did the same thing with his beer hall attack on the parliament, and then he got put in jail for a year and a half and wrote Mein Kampf. That was all staged. So this is definitely nasty. They want to have a new clash of civilizations, and this has got that written all over it. And the fact that he's fawning around with the kill all the Muslims, oh, I love Israel stuff. Or that could be a complex frame-up of that. I mean, again, you can't believe the Facebook. You can't believe the web stuff. We don't know any of this. And they wouldn't let him be seen in court. They wouldn't let him be seen in court. They wouldn't let him speak in front of the camera. So we don't know if he's even saying these things he said. To me, he looks highly intelligent, but he also, with that little smirk, looks like he's flown over the cuckoo's nest. Obsessive compulsive, basically. Webster Tarpley, doctor of history, frequent guest here and contributor, Tarpley.net. My friend, what do you think's really going on here? We just had Dr. Steve Pachenik on, his illustrious career in Black Ops himself. You know, the Jack Ryan character in the Tom Clancy Patriot Games novels, co-author with him. He's saying this is the pristine real terrorism, the equivalent of the gilded unicorn, never known before. He admits most terrorists state-sponsored. He says this is not synthetic. What says Webster Griffin Tarpley?
Well, I have to say, in regard to your previous guest, when Morrow was being held by the Red Brigades, I was part of the effort to try to find Morrow and to save his life, and I guess your previous guest was on the other side of that. So I have to disagree with him again. What we've got here with Breivik is a patsy on steroids. This is either a psychotic or a fanatic or a double agent or a mercenary or something like this. He is entirely a creature of NATO intelligence, and this entire event is inconceivable without sponsorship by NATO intelligence. First of all, concerning the ideological profile of the patsy, I mean, one of the main rules in an analysis, as you've shown over the years, is that we don't want to focus too much on the patsy that is being projected through the world media. We want to look for the technicians and the moles that they don't want you to see, because the whole thing is designed to get you to fix it.
Yeah, he's all flashy, and the Photoshop glamour shots, the videos, the treatises, it's all a big fat ball of bacon on the end of a hook trying to catch a crawdad.
Right, it's like a public relations firm has gone to work for him. He's got publicity photos. It's like a press kit that people have been given for this character. Now, just interesting, in this 1,500-page screed of his, and maybe you can also comment on this, as I understand it from the London Daily Telegraph, a lot of that is simply plagiarized, lifted word for word from the Unabomber Manifesto. And that already is a contradiction, because...
No, they admit about 95% of it is plagiarized and unattributed, which is what intelligence agencies just recently constantly get caught recycling garbage.
I guess the CIA or NATO intelligence budget didn't allow them to go out and hire some new hack writers. But again, enough of him. Let's look for the moles and let's look for the technicians. Maybe we start with the technicians. According to this interesting Oslo newspaper, VG, and I've been getting some reports on from some very fine people in Norway, VG reports eyewitnesses. There are at least two eyewitnesses that they name and other eyewitnesses unnamed at this youth camp on the island who state emphatically, categorically, there is a second shooter. And they even give you a description. He's 1 meter, 80 centimeters tall, dark hair, Nordic features, whatever that means. I guess it means something in their parlance.
Lantern jaw. Just keep going here. Yeah.
This looks like the person who actually carried out the shooting, because we've seen this again and again, right? With Major Hassan at Fort Hood, they were one to
drills,
two more shooters.
Other shooters, Columbine, 7-7.
Sirhan, with Cho, Virginia Tech, there was a second shooter there. Now, the police response to this, as I understand it, is to say there may be somebody else. This is an ongoing investigation, but... if you talk about a second shooter, then you're spreading fear. Now, that's obviously they want to suppress this. So I think this is important. Don't let them write this out of the media narrative, because it did get into CNN and CBS Radio News and France 24, and the world media have somehow registered that there was...
No, just like John Doe number 2 did, and then the FBI agent came out and told the LA Times, I've seen the tapes that we've confiscated under national security. It shows McVeigh with a whole bunch of people, including John Doe number 2, And we had eyewitnesses from inside the building that saw McVeigh a day before with the very same men inside doing telephone company work with gray sticks of butter. I mean, it's always the same. Of course this guy didn't act alone. And they know the public's going to wake up to that. So now he says there's other cells. They're about to strike any minute, Webster. Go ahead.
But before we get to this, one of the techniques is then if the police realize that there are these persistent reports of a second shooter with plenty of eyewitnesses and even a description in this case, which is remarkable, they go out and arrest somebody and then say, oh, no, that was the guy, but it turns out that he's not involved. At 1 p.m. on Friday, a man with a knife was arrested and then released. There have been, as I understand it, raids in a number of countries. There's even a guy in Poland. According to my reports, there's a guy in Poland who is still being held under suspicion. He at least has been arrested in Poland as a possible accomplice. So this is the thing to look at, because we have to assume that this other figure is the second shooter, the technician. In other words, the person who really has the weaponry. He's described as somebody with an automatic rifle and a revolver or a handgun. And we have to assume that it's going to be very difficult to kill 75 or 80 people on an island if you're just one person. That poses just intrinsic problems, barriers that it's going to be very hard for anybody to go through. So this is, I think, the first thing. The second thing is the presence of moles. Now, the moles would be people inside the state apparatus, inside the police, the justice ministry, whatever it is, who protect the patsy.
And we know this came out a year ago, that the CIA had penetrated their state police, national police, and the Oslo police, and were recruiting them to fight terror, including retired police. Right. That's the perfect network for this.
Right. This is, of course, as you say, the CIMAS, Security Incident Management Analysis System, SIMAS. That's the network. That's the U.S. government. And the cells that they set up cells too. These are called surveillance detection units, SDUs. So an Oslo television station in November of 2010 reports the U.S. government is avidly recruiting former policemen, retired policemen, including the former head of the Oslo anti-terror police, to take part in these surveillance detection units of the security incident.
Webster, this couldn't be any clearer. I mean, Norway's not toeing the line for the New World Order police state, and so they get a right-wing attack in there, and now they get to use it all over the world. You've got the Financial Times of London saying that this attack personifies the rise of the new right. Let me read the exact headline. And then, meanwhile, that's the name of the Rise of the New Right show on MSNBC, implying that I'm calling for violence by editing my words out of context. I mean, this is really a setup, Webster.
This is all completely absurd, because everybody should realize every word out of this guy's mouth, every word on his idiotic manifesto, this is coming from NATO headquarters Brussels. Look at it that way. Or Langley, Virginia. Or Wilton.
Whereas NATO was staging Operation Gladio stuff against leftists and people in the 70s and 80s, now it's against the populist who aren't going to go along with the New World Order takeover. Webster Tarpley, stay there. We're going to come back. We're going into overdrive today. It'll be PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars only. When the main radio show ends in 10 minutes, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, I want to continue looking at this bombing and shooting. And people are like, hey, it's Norway. Why do we care? Ladies and gentlemen, they are all over the news. Every major TV station, every major network in Europe, the United States, England, saying they are going to start putting conservatives on no-fly lists, with no judge, no jury. They're going to start tracking everybody. They're going to start demonizing. They're going to start tracking gun purchases outside of law. The ATF already started that. I saw all the pre-scripting to change the war on terror away from only hyperventilating about Muslims underneath the table trying to bite you to the white people, the conservatives, the libertarians. You know, they are the devil. If somebody's Hispanic and a libertarian, look out, or black and into freedom, look out. This is basically about the system going after everybody. The left are terrorists. The Muslims are terrorists. The right wing are terrorists. Everybody's a terrorist but the ruling class. And you look at all of these things as Facebook being changed and Christian and conservative being added. I mean, I disagree with Dr. Pachinik. I mean, I could see from his perspective that, you know, he thinks this is real. I mean, I don't see evidence of that. And I wish that was the truth, because that's not as scary as knowing the system did this. Now, Webster, we have their own media saying, look, for some reason, NATO and the U.S. are infiltrating us. We have a history of over 200 bombings in Gladio. For those that don't know, tell folks what Gladio is and NATO stay behind networks. This group's trying to pull out of NATO operations. I mean, this is really pretty obvious here.
I think it's quite obvious. Let me just say, concerning the police, moles in the police, before we move on to your question, the moles in the police, I think, are indicated by the fact that it takes 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, an hour and a half for the police to get to the island. Why were there no helicopters available in Oslo to transport a SWAT team, the Delta Force, or whatever they have, from downtown Oslo or wherever their base is, to this island with the youth camp? Why did they have to go by car, essentially? Why no helicopters? And why, when they get there, did they load all their equipment into a boat and then have the boat begin to sink? You could say this is the Keystone Cops. This is a comedy of errors. But I don't think so. It reminds me again of the Paris police leaving Princess Diana in this car for the best part of an hour after that accident. It's a level of incompetence that simply cannot be believed. So it takes them an hour and a half to get to the island. And then when they get there, they know the guy's name and they call him by name. Now, this indicates a profound subversion of the Norwegian police. I would point out, this is a monarchy, and in monarchies, it's easier in many, many cases to subvert the government institutions than it is in something that's not a monarchy. So I think that also plays into it. So I think we've got a patsy. He's being built up. He's a media star. We've got a technician, at least one technician in the background. That would be the second shooter. And we've got pretty obvious moles in the police. We even have a name for their network. That would be this SIMAS. Now, you say Gladio. The question for me is this security incident management analysis system the new Gladio? The old Gladio was that when General Lyman Lemnitzer, after having made that Operation Northwoods proposal to Kennedy and getting turned down, Lemnitzer then went on to become the commander of NATO in Brussels, and he began to set up what were called stay-behind operations. They already existed, but he put them on a new active footing. Now, these existed in all countries. The Italian case is best documented, but there are pretty good indications in other countries. So the Gladio is a series of arms caches with guerrilla fighters organized around them. The idea is that they'll wage guerrilla warfare against the Soviet Red Army if the Soviets rolled over.
But instead they go stage terror attacks and blame it on their political enemies in false flags. Webster, we got to go to break. Main radio show's over, going into expanded overdrive at prisonplanet.tv right now. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.